Okay. Good afternoon. I'm Uriel Bowser. I'm calling to order this regular meeting of the Planning Program Development and Real Estate Committee. I represent the Council of the District of Columbia, and I'd like to recognize a quorum of the voting members of the committee. Federal government is represented by Tony G. Nicola. The Commonwealth of Virginia is represented by Mary Hines, and the state of Maryland is represented by Kathy Porter. I would also like to move to certify that the executive session just concluded of this committee, and that to the best recollections of all the members present, that said executive session complied with the notice that was made available to the public. So moved.
Second.
There's a second. Any discussion? Anybody opposed? Any corrections? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. I also like to call to the members' attention the agenda before you and ask if there are any changes, corrections, additions to the agenda. Hearing none, I entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Next, you have before you the minutes from the last meeting of this committee of July 11th, 2013. Is there a motion to approve or amend the minutes?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion, corrections, changes? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. The committee has one item on its agenda today, and it's an action item. So I would like to recognize committee staff, Stan Wall, to present the approval of the conveyance of the King Street Station easement to the City of Alexandria.
Thank you, Chair Bowser and members of the PPDRE committee. We have one item today, and that is to request board approval to negotiate and convey permanent easement to the City of Alexandria at King Street Station. As background, in 2010, the City of Alexandria initiated with WMATA the design of a reimbursable project to upgrade facilities at King Street Station. Some of the major elements of the upgrade and redesign include a reconfigured and expanded bus loop, which will provide four additional bus bays for capacity for DASH service and Metro Bus service, relocation and reconfiguration of Kiss and Ride parking, largely to accommodate the expanded bus loop, and finally a range of sidewalk, streetscape, and landscape improvements of the transit plaza that serves as the front door for Alexandria and those that are arriving by Metro, Amtrak, or VRE. Earlier this year, the city requested the conveyance of the King Street property to facilitate implementation of these improvements. This is very similar to the Minnesota Avenue easement conveyance approved by the board earlier this year for the construction of a pedestrian bridge, but on a much larger scale for this entire station property. This next slide shows an aerial view of the King Street Station area in Alexandria. WMATA's property is outlined in red. The area to be conveyed to the city by an easement is outlined in yellow. And it largely is comprised of the eastern half of our station, which is the current bus loop and Kiss and Ride parking area. The next slide shows a conceptual plan for the proposed project. The Kiss and Ride has been compressed and aligned along On Street and a new lane of parking near Diagonal Avenue at the bottom of the slide. The bus loop expands into the former area of the Kiss and Ride parking, and you can also see an indication of the additional landscaping and upgraded sidewalks and other streetscaping that will be installed with the project. There are costs and benefits to this project. First, Metro will forego parking meter revenue in the amounts of approximately $20,000 per year. However, this cost is more than offset by the following benefits. The station enhancement project will be funded in its entirety by the City of Alexandria, and is estimated to cost approximately $7 million in terms of capital investment. In addition to those upfront construction costs, the City of Alexandria will assume all future costs to maintain, repair, replace, and secure and police the facilities in perpetuity. As a result of these changes, Metro's future operating expenses and capital needs will be reduced in excess of the amount of foregone parking meter revenue. It is staff's recommendation that the board approve the negotiation and conveyance of a permanent easement at the City of Alexandria King Street Station. Thank you.
Is there any, would someone like to move approval of this ability for the staff to negotiate and convey the permanent easement to the city of Alexandria.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'm very happy to make that motion on behalf of the city of Alexandria and the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Thank you, Ms. Hines. Second by Mr. Giancola. Is there discussion?
I would, the mayor had to leave, so I'm here representing them today, but I would just say they're very excited to have reached this point. They have also been working with VRE to fund some additional station improvements, and this will all now kind of be hand in glove and result in something I think that will be much better for all of our customers who use this station to access the many modes of transportation that are.
Thank you, Ms. Hines. Any further discussion? Well, it certainly appears to be an exciting project, and the staff has thought through all of the issues related to policing and transferring operations and repair and maintenance to the city, which certainly sounds like a good opportunity for the authority. And so I am pleased to lend my support to this as well. Hearing no further discussion, I will call for a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the staff is authorized to enter into these negotiations. Is there further, we're making the recommendation to the full board, so this item will be on the next agenda for the full board. Is there further discussion for the committee or business that we should take up at our next meeting? Hearing none, we're adjourned, and it is 2:15.